it unlocks things that really go to the core of you know, how the event affected you, and how did you feel, and what did you tell yourself about it? And these are things I never thought about, is what did I tell myself about it? And so it's digging deep into those thought processes. Different people would come through, and Trigger, he was the JAG officer, he would play guitar and play Bye Bye American Pie, and I would sing backups. So then when you listen to that song, Mosul, and those lyrics, when I was in Mosul, we had chai tea at a goat pool.
Chai tea at a goat pool. You'll have to smoke cigars on the night.
But then, you know, like on the verses is the contrast of you know, of me, it's kind of like my way of trying to put together, hey, I did a lot of fun, kind of good things there, but I came home with these problems. This anxiety it was the main symptom, and for the longest time, I wouldn't even call it PTSD. You know, I'm shy from that word. My vehicle was hit with an armor-piercing grenade when I was covering. I'm a broadcast journalist, and I was covering a route clearance, and you know, look out, look out, look out, and then this huge explosion in the windows. And luckily, they had turned just enough that no one was hurt. It didn't punch through the armor, but it was still pretty terrifying. It kind of feels like, you know, everything can just explode at any time. And because that's how you kind of feel, you know, if a mortar's going to come in.
I dragged her out to...
I couldn't do it without my wife. She's been really propping me up. And that's where the Ruby's Pulse song came. And that was, you know, that song came fairly quickly right after we did a family vacation to Ruby Pulse. And, you know, the waterfall is inside the mountain. The guy named it after his wife. And you know, I was inspired by that.
You're so good to me. You're so good to me.
I think the easy part's putting on the page. The hard part is putting it out there for other people to see or hear. That's the hard part. Because people interpret things differently, and it's meant a little bit to be that way, but I think other service members can probably relate who are in stuck points. It came kind of easy because it was such a powerful experience. And some songs you really have to work a little bit harder to craft it, to put together. But this was such a raw experience. That's where it may be different. I just want people to respect each other, love each other. I mean, not like hippie way, but just I would like to get something good out there. You know, maybe help someone make a better choice, or think about the way they treat somebody, whether they're driving, they're in the grocery store, and considering other people's feelings.
You're so good.